where we started. Very beautiful ballad in the key of D. All right. You have D major. That's a one chord. Now, the very next thing. This is like a jazz device. I'm going to actually skip bar 2 for a second and analyze bar 3, which is G major 7. That is the 4 chord of the key of D major, right? So we're going to the 4 chord. Harmony is always to be analyzed in terms of where it's going. You know, most people analyze harmony. If you ask people what is harmony, they'll say chords. Well, that's not really right. It's the motion of the chords, you know, as it leads through from one to the next. So sometimes you have to analyze backwards, like the A minor unto itself. You could call that a five chord, five minor chord to the key of D major, and the A flat 7, you could call it a flat 5 dominant or a tritone dominant. But that's not really the function. The function is in bar 2, that A minor and A flat 7 is a 2-5 going to G major 7, the 4 chord of the key of D. So it's not a new key or anything. It's just a harmonic device. The 2-5 is probably the most common harmonic device in jazz. You know, wherever you want to go, wherever you want to get to, even if it's only the 4 chord in a particular key, which in this case it is, it can sound good by setting up a 2-5 to get there. Now you may be thinking, well, if you know your harmonized scales, key of G, the 2-5 isn't A flat, it's A minor 7, D 7. That's the 2-5 in the key of G, right? But this is also a topic for another day, but I'm going to briefly say it here. The A flat 7 is called the tritone substitution to the D7 chord. It's the D7 chord in disguise, okay? Maybe I'll even just demonstrate it real quick. If you have A minor to D7 to G major 7, right? That's a 2-5-1, all right? But D7 and A flat 7 share the same third and seventh, all right? The third of one is the seventh of the other, so, and vice versa. So you can substitute those for each other. So instead of A to D to G, you could just as soon go A to A flat 7 to G. And it actually sounds a little smoother because then you get smooth voice leading in the bass line, which is another topic. Voice leading is the art of keeping any particular voice. Remember, a chord is made up of three or more voices. Like the a note in a chord is called a voice. You know, and it goes back to, you know, the Middle Ages and four-part vocal, choral music, where it actually was sung. And you wouldn't want to make any one person have to jump around a lot. It sounds the smoothest. Your little four-person chorus in your kitchen that you're writing music for, just kidding. You don't want to make them any one of them, except if you're annoyed with them, or if you want your music to sound harsh. Make them jump around a lot in terms of their melodic contour. I'm digressing a little, but this is the fancy way of writing a 2-5-1. So you got D major 7 is the one chord, and then you got 2-5 going to the 4 chord, which is G major 7. Now C9 adds tension to D. Now you're not in D major anymore. You're it's as if you're in D minor. You know, D Aeolian, because you got a C and a B flat in that chord, which is the flat 6 and flat 7 to the key to the tonic of D, which is like Aeolian. So for one bar, you went from major to minor. Then it's a very interesting and very common jazzy type progression. It's instant tension and resolution, or in this case, resolution, D major, and then C9 adds tension. All right, then the that's just the intro. Actually, I didn't realize I was analyzing the. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's the first four bars of A, and then the second four bars of A. You have the same thing except the last chord is A9. That's just a five chord going back to D major. That's the first ending. Second ending, B minor is the sixth. E9 is the 2 dominant, and then you got a 2-5-1 going back to D. So the entire A section goes like this: 1. And then 2-5 of 4, and then 4 flat 7 dominant. Next line, 1, 2, 5, or 4, and the 4 itself, and then 5, right? Second ending, 6, 2 dominant, 2, 5, 1. Now, we haven't talked about the B section yet. That could be the 4 chord, followed by the 3 chord. And then you got F major 7. We've seen this before. The writer obviously likes to sneak in a little blues sound into his major-y sounding progressions. And he's done it again here in the key of D. If you have a D minor pentatonic scale, the first note is D, and the second note is F. So that introduces a minor-y type character to the D, otherwise very major-y sounding progression. So it adds a little touch of blues in there, all right? So again, the B section, I'd call it 4, 3, then flat 3 major, then 2. And then you have like a 2, 1, 4, 5, all right? And then this B flat diminished chord is another tension point, all right? And it takes you to B minor, which is the relative minor of the key we're in, which is D. So again, before I analyze the B flat diminished, I'm going to analyze where it's going to. Again, harmony is meant to be analyzed in motion, in reference to where it's going. And we're going to the relative minor, which is B minor. That's a 6 chord. Nothing fancy about that. But what's fancy about it is the B diminished is acting like a 5 chord to it. It'll substitute for F sharp 7. All right. If you put F sharp 7 in place of the B flat diminished chord, excuse me, it would sound very similar. So let me just demonstrate. If the chord was F sharp 7 instead of B flat diminished, it would sound like, which is perfectly acceptable. It sounds even better if you put A sharp in the bass. So watch this. I'm going to play F sharp / A sharp instead of B flat diminished. And that's almost identical to what's written there, because that chord is really like a F sharp 7 flat 9 with A sharp in the bass. All right, that's a topic for another day. You can ask me later. But it's like the 5 chord. How I would analyze that is the 5 chord of the 6th chord. The 6th chord is B minor, and the 5 chord of that is F sharp 7, and that chord is acting like that. All right, so again, the whole B section, analyzing this, if you're still listening and you haven't hit the bar by now because you've given up on this harmonic analysis stuff, the B section would be 4, 3, flat 3, 2, 2, 1, 4, 5, a 5 of 6, or you could also call that a 3 dominant chord, and then 6 is the B minor, and then the last two bars is 2, 1, 4, 5, and then 5. A lot of stuff there, but have fun.